This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Before I start, what was he saying?
Basically, my cousin earlier today showed her that post that he sent about Norman Ali Khan and how he doesn't know any hadith and how he shouldn't give it to the Quran. When she read it, she didn't agree upon it, okay? She said that, you know, he does to steer, okay? You know, she watched these videos where he did that. And she said, yeah, well how can he do the tafsir, okay, if he doesn't know any
hadith, no. Akhi, listen, he himself, he recently put on his Facebook that, yani Nu'man Ali Khan, that he doesn't have any knowledge of hadith. We studied before how to actually explain the hadith. Sorry, how to explain the Quran. The steps that we take. Do you remember when we took this inside a lesson?
No.
How do we translate the Quran? Do tafsir of the Quran?
Well, you need to have the knowledge of the hadith.
Huh? Naam, you do tafsir al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an. There's some ayat, let's just say, in the start of the Qur'an. Some ayat in the end of the Qur'an. Some of the ayat in the beginning of the Qur'an, they explain some of the ayat in what? The end of the Qur'an. Like the qista of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Wa alaykum salam. The qista of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, you need to bring all the ayat together in order to fully understand what took place in the life of what? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Can you do that by only having one ayah?
No.
Some of the ayat are in Surah Al-Baqarah. Some of them are in Surah Ibrahim. Some of them are in Surah An'am. طيب. You need to bring them together and start explaining some of the ayat with the other ayat in order to fully understand what the qissa is talking about. طيب. That's the first step. The second step, and this is unanimously agreed, طيب, is to explain the Qur'an with the hadith. To explain the Qur'an with the hadith. طيب. Let me give an example now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish the prayer. Pray. How many raka'at do we pray? Let's just say for duhur.
Four.
Where did you get it from?
In the hadith.
It's not mentioned in the Qur'an. There's not one ayah in the Qur'an that says that you have to pray four raka'at for duhur. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you know the Quran? What's it trying to say?
Sorry?
The Quran, what's it trying to say? Is it trying to talk about the prophets and stuff?
No, the Quran, it has different things that we talk about. What we're basically trying to say now, when someone's explaining the Quran, he needs to explain the Quran with Quran.
Yeah.
Some ayat explain other ayat. The hadith, then explain the Qur'an as well. You have in many, many ahadith the meaning of what the ayah is talking about.
So they don't just talk about one thing, they talk about the other.
Talk about all these different things. The whole point is...
Are you talking about Noor Khan?
Naam.
Yeah, I seen him saying he, like one girl here, he went to Kuwait, the girl offered him a book.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're talking about basically now. Aqeedah is not written in the Qur'an. There's no aqeedah in the Qur'an. And... Ala kullin, the whole point is, from the usul, the fundamentals of our religion, when it comes to explaining the Qur'an, you need a hadith. You need a hadith. Do you know how much sadaqah we pay? Allah says in the Qur'an, وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Pay the zakat. Do you know how much that we have to pay on Eid al-Fitr? Where does it say the information? In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, simple as that. You need a hadith for many commands and also orders that are mentioned in the Quran. If he himself is saying, I don't know a hadith, then billahi alayk, how can he explain the Quran? Okay, let me give another example now. There's an ayah in the Quran which says, وَالَّذِينَ آتَوا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. If someone looks at the apparent of this ayah, okay, he will think that this ayah is speaking about the people that sin. Due to the apparent wording of the ayah, Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the intended meaning of this ayah? Does it mean the people that are sinning, they will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they come to him on Yawm al-Qiyamah? The Prophet said, no. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, the meaning of this ayah is that when me and you, for example, we do good deeds, let's just say you pray, Qiyam al-Layl, that we fear if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to accept these actions. Do you understand what I'm saying? Us fearing, is this action going to be accepted? Is it not going to be accepted? Was I sincere in my action? And etc. That's what the ayah is talking about. The whole point is that this is now mentioned in the hadith. If you don't know the hadith, how can you explain the Quran?
So, I've seen him, he's saying to the girl, he said, there's no mention in the Quran. Anyway, what an issue, like you said, the Quran explains the translation is used with the Quran.
Naam.
So, he doesn't use the Quran.
Akhi, that's a very, very ignorant statement. Akhi, you know the matters pertaining to the Akhirah?
Yeah.
What is it? Okay, before I go on to that, what does Aqidah mean? Aqidah means what a person firmly believes. طيب. The matters of the Akhirah, what are they? The matters of what? The things that a person needs to believe. صح? The Akhirah, what do we have to do? Do we have to believe in it or not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Surah Al-Baqarah, Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. And then he goes on to say, الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة. Those that believe in the unseen. Just because the word aqidah is not mentioned in the Quran, the majority of the Quran is talking about what a person needs to believe. Huh? All of it you have to believe. All of it you have to believe, which is your aqidah. The qadr. How many times does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the qadr? إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ وَقَدَّرْنَاهُ تَقْدِيرًا. The qadr is being spoken of, which is the belief of a person. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and he asked him about the iman, طيب, what did he say? أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُوبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. All of these matters are mentioned in the Quran. How many prophets are mentioned in the Quran? Many prophets. We have to believe in the prophets. Huh? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Baqarah? آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The messengers, they believed, which is a form of aqidah, and we have to believe that these messengers are the haqq. طيب, if a person doesn't believe one ayah in the Quran, this person is a kafir. One harf, forget about the ayah, one harf. If I say the word قُل in Surah Al-Ikhlas, it's not correct. What does that mean? I'm a kafir. Because I've negated one harf from the Qur'an. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, مَنْ جَحَدَ حَرْفًا فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَقَدْ كَفَرْ. Whoever negates one harf in the Qur'an, this person has what? Apostated. He's a kafir. Just taken qaf out. Alif la meem. These letters are taken out. This person is gone. Allah says, وَمَا يَجْحَدُ بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَّا الْكَافِرُونَ. No one negates our ayat except that he's a kafir. So the whole Quran as a whole, we need to believe in it. And we need to believe in every single aspect of the Quran, which is the aqidah. Aqidah has been mentioned in the Quran. لَا يُوَاخِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّغْوِ فِيهَا وَلَكِنْ يُوَاخِدُ بِمَا عَقَدْتُمُ الْأَيْمَانِ. The word aqad has an asal in the Quran. طيب. But what does it mean? You need to believe in every single matter of the Quran. So it's very, very contradictory how he's speaking about the Prophet. He's speaking about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his story, and that we need to believe in him, and at the same time aqidah is not mentioned in the Quran. Do you understand what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. And a person that is doing tafsir, these very basic mistakes, yani just shows the stature of this individual.
I've seen him in Surah Yasin, and it's kind of like he's putting it in his head, his own. How
you feel. طيب, speaking, okay, that's another good point. Speaking about the Quran with your opinion. You know, Adnan, if you now was to tell me this ayah means this because your sheikh said this, or your father said this, or your mother said this, and I come up to you and I say to you, no. My father and my grandpa said the meaning of this ayah is this. And then Isa comes along and says something else. No, my grandpa says this. Are we ever gonna get anywhere? طيب, because these are all mere opinions. If everyone was to come and say their own opinion about the Quran, there'd be a mess. There'd be an absolute mess. That's why we have principles in place, fundamentals in our religion. طيب, قواعد, of how to do tafsir of the Quran. Ibn Abbas, what did he mention? And pay attention to this. Very, very dangerous. He said, "Man qala fil Quran bi ra'yihi falyatabawwa maq'adahu min an-nar." Whoever speaks about the Quran with his opinion, let this person book his seat in hellfire. You know how to book your seats when it comes to traveling. You just go on the internet, you put your name in and everything. Very, very easy, isn't it? This is even easier. But you're booking your seat in hellfire. No? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I've seen it, yeah. So I've seen it, yeah. Uh-huh. And he's explaining it, yeah. I was watching it, yeah. And when he said that, I haven't seen him use any hadith yet. There might be not be hadith yet. But one thing I was sure about him, when he said the aqidah, yeah, there's no need for
Now everyone's seen it. It's ma'ruf. It's all over the internet. And this imam is guiding a lot of people, and a lot of people have spoken about it. The whole point is that we need to understand these important matters. طيب. We need to really understand these important matters, and hence a person can only understand these issues if he studies. طيب. How does a person know now if any guy comes on the internet and starts speaking what is correct and what is not correct? The only way a person can differentiate is by studying his religion. If me and you don't study, Fulan's gonna come tomorrow, another guy is gonna come 2-3 years later, another guy 4-5 years later, he's gonna speak about whatever he wants to speak, and what happens? We're just gonna get deluded. We're gonna get deceived by this individual. So that's why studying your religion, studying these basic principles, qawa'id of your religion, is very, very important. Because otherwise you'll be like the rest of the people. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you follow the majority of the people in the world, they will what? Misguide you. طيب. So that's why the religion is very, very important that you study. Going back to the issue, I was mentioning to you, if my parent comes, نعم, start speaking about the Quran, it's going to be a mess. Everyone's going to have their own opinions. That's why I mentioned to you that before as well, the usul, the fundamentals of our religion when it comes to doing tafsir al-Quran bil Quran, doing tafsir of the Quran, 5 steps. And pay attention to this. If someone starts coming speaking about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you automatically know this guy is speaking with desire or he's speaking with ignorance. What did I mention the first one? Quran bil Quran. Teaching the Quran with the Quran. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned this in his Usul al-Tafsir. And also Ibn Uthaymeen explains this as well. طيب. Explaining the Quran with Quran. That's one. Second thing, explaining the Hadith with Quran. Allah says, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ. We send down the remembrance upon you, O Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The ayat are coming down upon him. It's being revealed to him. طيب. These ayat are being revealed to him. And what's he doing? He's explaining it. لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, that you explain to the people. So all these hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, where he talks about so many of the ayat, Imam Bukhari has a whole chapter, نعم, whole chapter of a tafsir, bringing a hadith explaining the Quran. طيب. Third thing, تفسير الصحابة بالقرآن. The Sahaba, when they start speaking about the Quran, their kalam has weight. Especially the likes of Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas was a mufassir. The Prophet ﷺ made dua for him, Allahumma allimu ta'wil, Allahumma allimu al-Quran, Allahumma faqihu fi al-deen, oh Allah, teach him the Quran. That's why in many of the books of books like Ibn Kathir and also Tabari, you find them quoting Ibn Abbas a lot and transmitting from him. طيب.
None. But then, in all of those eyes, I go to tafsir. But did he hear all of those tafsirs of each eye from the Prophet sallallahu
alaihi wasallam? Of course, none.
Some of it, like, because you know the Prophet had made dua for him, so some of it did he himself tafsir.
Ibn Abbas is the one that narrated. Ibn Abbas is not going to speak with his opinion in regards to it. No. So,
all ayahs heard from the Prophet.
Well, the explanation. Alongside this thing, it's very, very annoying. Ibn Abbas, rahimahullah ta'ala, wa radiyallahu anhu, wa as'allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yu'tihu al-jannah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's already promised Jannah, na'am. Akhi Ibn Abbas, he's the one that narrated that narration, man qala fil Qur'ani bi ra'yi, whoever says about the Qur'an with his opinion, then this person is what? Book a seat in the hellfire. So there's no majal that Ibn Abbas is going to be doing that. Sahabi Jaleel, طيب, إلا إذا أخطأ. Because that's his usul fundamentals. He is there hearing all, everything that's going on in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived with him. طيب. And the Sahaba likewise, they lived with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anything that is transmitted from them, طيب, is bound to be something very authentic. That they seen this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. طيب. Then you have the tafsir of the tabi'een. Tafsir of the tabi'een. People like Mujahid, Ata, and other than them, who took the knowledge from who? The Sahaba. Mujahid, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Abbas used to stop him at every ayah.